Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com. All those other great places you get your podcasts, like Spotify and stuff like that. I was trying to show you guys my trick pen with a level in the middle of it, but I don't think you can see it.
Unless if you turn it upside down and the bathing suit falls off, just don't even worry about it.
Let's save that for the ladies. Well, you show your pen with the dynamic upside
and
down.
It's got a little tiny baby screwdriver.
That's what we're talking about.
And then it's got inches and centimeters.
I'd like to submit this the lamest opening showdown ever in the history of TMO.
I will give the win to the. I'll give them win to the listeners because they didn't have to see that shit.
Potty mouth. Hello. What are you, Deadpool?
I don't know. All right. We have some stuff to talk about. We have Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I keep calling it Next Generation.
I like to call that episode Star Trek Strange New Vulcans.
Yeah, this was maybe the worst episode of the season. And
oh, no, when I closed, that was a bad.
I knew you would like
one
it.
Of the better.
It was terrible. It was terrible. For the first time, I thought the cast was asked to do something they couldn't handle professionally. Colin Bohannon was it? Fernando froze again.
Yes, he did. But
F him.
Captain Pike's hair was his hair was unbelievable as a Vulcan.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is he didn't sound like a Vulcan. He sounded just dumb.
Yeah,
it was horrible. The nurse didn't sound like a Vulcan. None of them talked like a Vulcan, right? None of them were believable Vulcans, right? The guy who plays Spock does a phenomenal job. When the nurse tried to be a Vulcan, if she was a true Vulcan, she would have sounded better. But it wasn't. She was, yeah.
She had a little bit of emotion in her voice, and you can't have that.
Right. And Leon, and who was the other one?
Singh,
the captain.
That's Leon Singh.
Yeah.
Noonien
Singh. Four, right?
Yeah. Uhura.
Uhura. Oh, yeah, she was terrible, too.
Oh.
No, that was just a role they couldn't pull off. Right? That's the first time I think that's the first time since watching this show that they put them in a situation they couldn't pull off as actors.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. I guess, it probably does take a little while longer than just, a few weeks to get in the mindset of no emotions and being a Vulcan.
No, that's one thing had to hold our nose on. You don't just snap because your DNA changed around. That's like years of philosophy and meditation and all that other Vulcan-y stuff.
Yeah, but I just didn't think they pulled it off. I didn't like it.
I'm trying to share something with you guys to make
it
better.
No, you're
not
sharing anything with us because every time you do that, your computer freezes. So you got to stop. Or I'm going to just punch you. How's that?
I may take the risk. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Whatever it is can be shared. After.
Yeah, you're freezing up a lot. Anyway.
You're freezing up and vanishing from conversation.
I don't know how you can say this is the worst one.
Oh, yeah, it is by far.
No, I don't think so.
Did you like it?
It was entertaining. I enjoyed
you like it.
Yes, I did.
I enjoyed, it on a personal existential level. I enjoyed how Singh was the last one and he had to prompt her in that little mind verse, like X-Men chamber where, they started fighting and then it turned into the dance. And then that's what broke her back to being herself.
That's about the only thing I liked about the episode.
I sent you a photo that I liked because you're bad people.
I deleted it.
Okay.
Right, because all you're doing is freezing up everything. Stop.
I'm not. No.
Anyway,
you'll thank me later.
The one thing that was, and it's kind of hit me a couple times this season, but I didn't really talk about it. But this episode kind of brought it out. They talked about Khan being an augment, that she was, a great, 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 whatever grandchild of Khan Noonien Singh, you know, from, you know, that Khan.
Whoa.
So
Loud.
in and
Don't do
in
that
the
again.
original
Yes.
show,
What you were trying to do. That was terrible.
Anyway, you know what I was trying to do. I was trying to be the Khan of
Okay,
Star
you're doing
Trek.
it again. We just said don't do it again.
It
And you
sounded
did it again.
terrible. They
I don't know what's
try.
wrong with you two today, but stop screwing up the show.
Yeah, it's us
They
too.
are
Someone's just grumpy.
they bring in this character out, and then in the Star Trek and next the Star Trek the original series, they act like no one even knew who he was. And they obviously made it so that they knew exactly who he was, because both Kirk and Spock had a thing with his great 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 whatever granddaughter.
I'd like to say that we may have crossed a line as far as Star Trek nerddom. You've got to be really deep in there. And because once you start bringing up the augments, it's like I kind of remember a little bit, but then I get confused between her and Mystique, because she's like something too, right? She's like a
It's just,
hybrid.
no, it's just her species is what it is.
I can't, but see, that's what I'm saying. It starts
Doesn't
getting a
she have the
little
worm
too
thing in
nerdy.
her or something?
You wish. But
No, that was something else.
No, that's the captain. She's got the gore,
Gorn, yeah, she. No,
things
there
in her.
was one of
I'm
them
just
that had
saying.
a little parasite thing in them.
Yeah,
Or is that a
that's
different
the
Star Wars?
captain's girlfriend.
Not the Gorn. I just said no. It was like a little blue thing.
The doctor's daughter? I don't know, because
I don't
everybody
think
keeps
that's
getting
her.
like kind of
I have
alien
no idea what he's
inseminated.
talking about.
Yeah, it could have been a different show.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, I mean, it could have been like
it's not
Yorville
Star
or
Trek
something.
after all.
Yeah, that's how good the augments and all that crap is, right?
I remember when it was on like the Archer
If an
Enterprise.
alien looks like a human, they're not an alien. That's what I'm going to say. Vulcans
Unless
have
they're
pointy ears, fine, not an, they're an alien.
and unless they're a sexy ET.
And he doesn't look like a human.
I'm just saying that's an exception to the rule,
but
because he's
anyway,
seen.
I thought this was the weakest episode, because I don't think Colin Bohannon, I don't think the nurse, I don't think Uhura, I don't think Singh pulled off being believable Vulcans, and calling Spock a half wasn't funny. It didn't work the first time they tried, and the fact that they kept doing it didn't work.
I
It
think
was like watching a comic fail on a joke or
they
Warren
were
Buffett.
even trying to make it more serious, actually, just like, because that was his thing in the other J.J. Abrams, that he was like,
Yeah.
you
And
know,
then
he was
I
whatever.
can't tell you how much I hate Patton Oswalt.
He's a local too, by the way, and that's I was still surprised. He's outspoken on his views, and he's kind of mean.
It's not even that. I just don't enjoy any of the work he does. I
Very
never thought he
little.
was funny.
Very little of his work.
He was terrible in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was terrible
Oh,
in
was he in
this.
that too? Wow.
Yeah.
He was terrible. He's just terrible. He was
terrible.
He was some show he was in as a little brother or something. He was terrible. Or friend. I don't remember. It's just,
I mean,
there's nothing about.
I can almost hear his voice if you ever watched this, going, "Yeah, well, I was on a major role in a Star Trek episode where I got to be Mystique's lover or something like that." But
Yeah.
I don't want to
And
say
like,
is
literally,
only
that's
in the
why they're.
movies, pal. Only in the movies.
Yeah. But
That's like.
he just, his character's always the same. He's not funny. He's not unique. I've never seen, I don't even care what his political views are. I've never seen him in anything where I was like, wow, he made this better. And he
You
definitely
guys
didn't make this show better.
you guys watched, because I mentioned it to you both, y'all, did you watch the post credit also?
I did. Yeah.
Warren?
Yes, I
Not
did.
necessary.
Thanks for
Not
telling me that there was one. I would never have
it was
hung
by
around.
chance, and the only reason,
Peacemaker
because I
had
did
douche.
yeah the only reason I mentioned that, because I watched Peacemaker first, and I was like, well, let me just chill, and there it was. And were there two? I only caught one on Peacemaker, damn it. You didn't tell us. I shared one.
Yeah, I believe
I just thought
there
there
was
was.
one. Oh.
I only saw one Peacemaker post credit. Are you saying Peacemaker plus Star Trek is two? What are you saying?
No.
Decipher,
I want
translate.
to say there was two on Peacemaker.
I only remember, I only saw one,
But we'll
which
talk
I
about them
informed
when
you
we
too.
talk Peacemaker.
Okay, fine. Well, so anyway, the post credit in Star Trek, it brought your favorite character back with Patton Oswalt. And it was sort of start, you gotta be careful. The show's gotta be, they're starting to get a little punchy. They're starting to have a little too much fun. Keep it a little raw, keep it a little serious, because they had the very end of it was Spock with a big old smile because of the high five too slow
Yeah, up
little
till the, his
shtick.
smile, I liked the post credits. Then the smile just kind of threw me off.
Yeah, that was probably a call they weren't sure to make. I could see them in post-production going, do we keep it? But
Yeah,
yeah, by far the actor who plays Spock is carrying the show now.
yeah.
The other ones are great. I mean, you guys poo-pooed this one, and I was okay with it. I wouldn't rank it in like the worst or whatever, but
Warren
it was
liked it.
fine.
I
Warren's
liked
good.
it. It's not the
Oh, my
bad.
bad.
It froze
Okay,
up. It
you didn't
wasn't
say
the best
Warren
one,
was
but it wasn't.
crying
It surely as heck
when
wasn't
I
the worst.
poo-pooed it.
Well, you hated the clue one. That's
Yeah,
like probably
you
top
have no
three for
say
Phil.
anymore.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm just saying we have ranges of opinions. It looks like I'm in the middle for this episode.
Yeah, I just
The
I was
Vulcan
not
was a
happy.
stretch. The Vulcan for them, they were playing it. I was studying them. They
Okay,
were they're playing
the
Vulcan, but
worst
it just
part
didn't pull
is
it off.
I liked the concept.
Correct.
They just didn't pull it off. And that's the thing that they've pulled off so many wins in a row.
Big ones, like
Big
real
ones.
risks.
Stuff that I thought.
The
I didn't
music,
think
for
there was a
example. It's
chance in hell they'd pull off the musical one or the
the
cartoon
top two,
crossover.
musical and cartoon. Those are just no
Right?
way.
And
Someone
they
was
did that, and
nuts.
I thought, oh my God, nothing is out of these people's ability. Well, learned what it is.
Turn Vulcan.
Boom. Turn them Vulcan. You got a show killer.
Because well, again, that's yours. The Warren enjoyed it. I'm in the middle.
Yeah,
It was fine.
I really liked the shoot, I can't think of the character's name, the chief engineer.
Oh,
Scotty.
Scotty. Are you kidding?
No, he's the
Oh,
junior engineer.
Carolyn Kane.
Yeah,
Carol
Carol
Kane.
Kane's character.
Carol Kane, yeah.
Man, I thought for me she stole it when she was trying to turn into a Vulcan and they were all falling apart and lay on the floor and she's going, and nothing was happening. And she goes, oh,
She's a good,
poopy.
she's a good, I saw an interview with her when they cast her. She's like, really? I don't fit any of the kind of stereotypes, archetypes of Star Trek, but they said that's why they want her. And they're
I
nailing
think
it.
she's a good fit.
I mean, she's not like any other characters from the past. You know, she's not super moody, super dramatic, heroic, or anything like that. She's just this very unique and quirky character. She's not ubiquitous like the rest, at least within the genre. So,
I
yeah.
just think, yeah, I just think, I don't know. I don't know whether it was the directing didn't force them, didn't like try and keep them to be that way, or they just, it was out of their range, or they just thought it should be campier. But none of them seemed to be take being a Vulcan serious like Spock does, the guy playing Spock.
That's a fair assessment. I mean,
Yeah.
I was studying it and was almost getting campy. They're nailing it as far as they were just being very direct, stale, and also, but it came off
They,
a little
I
corny.
hear this is what did it for me, right? When Captain Pike talked, I didn't hear a Vulcan, I heard a Conehead. He raised his voice, right? When if you go back and you watch the episode. He raised his voice. He sounded like a Conehead, and at
For
that point,
the
was out.
for the Gen Zs, millennials, and maybe even the Gen Ys, Wikipedia it up and Google what a Conehead is.
But
Because I
that's
was
what I heard.
Anybody under
like
45 probably doesn't even have a clue. I'm glad I'm
you go,
talking to
it
you,
was it
dinosaur.
was it was right after the Civil War. There is this the talkie movie, one of the first
Aliens
talkies.
invaded when Lincoln got shot.
Riding a dinosaur on the internet.
This is after Lincoln was a vampire hunter, so you guys
Yeah.
got to put that into context.
I know those guys actually. I met them.
Vampire hunters or Lincoln?
The movie. No, the movie. The people they yeah. They actually
But
I think they actually submitted that to my film festival like way back, like 10 years
anyways,
ago.
that's kind of
Let's move
what.
on. I think
Yeah,
we beat
I think
this
we
one.
beat this one to beat this one enough.
Well, I mean, it's still better than Peacemaker.
Maybe that was the hesitation.
Okay.
No, I'll just say one statement and then go. It's like the second episode was better than the first.
Okay, I'll give you that. It couldn't have gotten much. If it got
Yes.
much worse.
This was the second tallest kid in short man, in short person camp, or however that works.
Go ahead, Warren. You seem to have something positive to
I
say.
know. Oh no.
Lay it, CW
I
Warren, lay it on us.
only I am only hoping that they're laying the groundwork for something spectacular. Because
I don't
these
think
first two
so.
episodes are just
I think they got.
really tough. I mean, they're playing the emotions of the whole, not only Peacemaker, but the entire team is spiraling towards, depression or something worse. So they got to do something to bring them out. But there is, I don't even know who the bad guy is other than, Director Flag. I don't know who the bad guys are in this show yet.
The
The
writers
bad
are.
guy is the guy who wrote the
Ah, good
show and the
point.
director.
The
The
writers and
director's
the
got to.
director. The
The writers
writers.
are the founder. The writer starts with the writers. Then we get the directors and the DPs and the
I mean, talk
actors.
about a show that had me so excited and laid such an egg.
An eagle egg. An eagle
That was the
egg.
only good part of the show was when
That was
they
the
knocked
eagly
out an
one.
entire team.
I was like, yeah, get it, Eagly.
I was on the like the side of like don't kill the dog or whatever, like, oh my gosh, if they like one random bullet kills Eagly, I'm gonna be upset. But then it started pulling out eyeballs and I was like, okay. It's like, don't you dare shoot this eagle. But that
There's
was
only,
about it.
yeah, that was it. That
And
was the highlight of the entire episode.
it got kind of bizarre. He's chopping up his own dead body from a parallel. Oh, what am I watching? This is not entertainment. This is morbid.
Why, and there's
He
only eight
closed the
episodes.
door and lock it like it was before he opened it.
And why go through the struggle and suffering? Just go into the other dimension and hook up with your
Drop
lady
him
love. What's the problem?
with the weird alien that keeps popping out with the big dog thing, reptile dog thing. Just throw it in there. Somebody will eat it.
Yeah, with the Jabba the Hutt little animal toy
Yeah.
people. But that was my first thought. I was like, why don't you just go hook up with the chick that you're longing for? It's identical, like
Identical.
wait,
You
I
got your
can't think of the
dad, you
movie.
got your brother, and you
From
got
My Cousin
Hardcore.
Vinny. My Cousin Vinny, thank you, God.
The
I couldn't
entire
remember
movies
the
are
damn movie.
identical.
Identical. So he's got identical hardcores. Just go to the one that digs him. It's the same thing. And this goes back to, I'll go to Star Trek when Kirk and Picard had that one movie, and then Kirk realized this is not real, is it? To Picard. And I'm like, close enough. I'm good. It doesn't. This is close enough. So yeah, it just I they brought the dude from Saturday Night Live to be the one of the head agents. The black dude, the short guy. I'm like, all
Okay, I didn't
right.
know
Oh,
where he
that's
was
right. He
from.
was
He was on Saturday Night Live.
He was
I
not
couldn't
that
forget.
funny.
He wasn't there. He wasn't.
It
But
didn't
I do
have to
at
be
this.
funny. Just, yeah.
But he
Yeah.
wasn't. It wasn't like, oh wow. It was like,
Well, at
I'm a
least,
little
well,
bad. Eagly didn't get him.
yeah, I thought he was done.
Yeah,
He
you're
pulled
good.
out, he, forgive
He
my
if he'd been a
voice.
one and done episode kind of guy, I'd been like, okay, now I'm thinking he's gonna be a bigger part of the plot. And it's like that's not showing me what I want to see for the future.
No. And with
Forgive.
only eight episodes this season, we've already what
We're a
top
quarter
two?
of the way through, and the
Yeah.
best
Look
part is Eagly
at
stirring up some people, and
Yeah.
that's it.
look at Mr. Math over here with the 25% quarter of the way through. TMO win.
TMO win
Yeah.
right there, bud.
And forgive.
He got new teeth and can't do math now.
He's a
Maybe it's
calculator
because of
and
the
he blew
teeth.
the bitches. And you bleep it out or forgive my language. But yeah, when Eagly pulled out Titty's eyeball, I thought that
right. That was the, you're right. The
was
nicknames were funny too.
Yes, I will have to admit.
going to happen to the other. Because
The writers hit that one pretty
he
good. That
kept
was,
demoting the
I'm
one
not
guy.
gonna
Oh,
remember your real name, so I'm
I've
gonna
done
call
that,
you.
right?
Oh, you don't like that? Okay. Then you're Coco. I'll just keep
Click it. Where? Take the first
it
name.
like you're That was kind of good. I remember that one being good.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I mean, I wanted to enjoy just a little patio, getting drunk and having a good time, but just it was, yeah, it fell
It
flat
was
compared
sad.
to
It was more
last
sad than it
season.
was. like I said, they're all spiraling out of control, and
Yeah,
there
and
doesn't appear to be anything to coming.
I hope they're just setting up as viewers and fans that like, oh, it'll come up stronger later, but it's not feeling it now.
They ran out of time. They're running out of time.
There, Phil's already fallen asleep. He hasn't seen the.
talking about it's making me yawn. That's
Now you're
terrible.
making me forget what, because I also want to remind you what was in the post scene, post credit scene. Now I totally have drawn a blank. Was it anything? Nothing? I can't remember.
I
Maybe it
don't
was that
know.
bad.
Well, he texted Harcourt in
Oh,
a new world.
is that in the post credit? I
I
thought that
thought
was in
that
the
was
regular
post
show.
credit, right? I don't remember.
She's still pretty. Not, unlike Nurse Chapel, she remains at her on the
Oh
pedestal. She
yeah. She's a
she's still
smoke
a
show.
smoke show. Yeah, she's still quite
Smoke
there.
show. I don't remember now. That's how bad it was.
It's not even like it was bad, like, oh my gosh, I can't watch this. It was bad because it was
It wasn't
boring.
up to the standard that they set in the first season. I
Tough,
don't
man.
recall they had a bad episode
No.
in the
Yeah,
first
I
season.
mean, it's fine if you want to put a little brooding in there, but that's all that the Peacemaker is doing. He's sitting on the sofa and he's sad, and the next scene he's sad. And this is how, oh, here it is. This is why it's so bad. There were multiple boobies. There were even boobies in episode two, and we're still kind of poo-pooing about it. Usually boo-boo covers everything. It's like
Yeah,
winning covers
usually it's like,
everything.
whoa. And I mean, there was a
Yeah,
woman in one
it was
episode
good
named
boobies.
Christine.
She was good
Where is
boobies.
that?
She was very, she's attractive boobies.
Yeah.
She even showed a little of the full she coordinated. It was all there. It's
Coordinated.
coordinate. She coordinated.
But it just is not. I understand they're trying to show like it's like a struggle, and he's going through some stuff, but
It's small. It's just small. The other episodes weren't this small. It's
yeah,
like I remember, this is
that's a
weird,
good
but
way to put it.
like in again, this is an abstract, but like I remember, like, the very first Indiana Jones, right? He's got like multiple dun dun. There's, he's got tons
All
of.
right, I'm good. Let's get back on Indiana Jones and F. Peacemaker.
But see, they're like tons of Nazis or tons of like jungle people. He's being chased. It's big, but then like the some of the other versions were like, it's like five people are chasing you, or like it just
Why
it's less
even
brief.
run? You're Indiana
Yeah,
Jones.
you got five bullets. Yeah, I got five people
Right?
chasing you. There.
Yeah.
You only got five bullets. That's all we need. That's the kind of heroic term.
Yeah.
So let me do a hard pivot. Randomly, I was up late night having a meal, whatever, and I turned on the retro TV, and a classic, rest in peace, John Candy, Great Outdoors came on. I
Oh my
forgot
God, what a classic. What do you
how
think of
good was
me?
that movie.
Oh no, that's Summer Rental. Wrong movie.
My point is, it was a recall on a couple of notes from to Resident Alien, because it was kind of on the water or whatever,
Yeah.
and the outdoorsy, but the jokes were hard humor, hard
The bat
classics.
scene where they were trying to get the
And he
bat out.
nailed Dan Aykroyd nailed him in there. It's like, oh,
Oh.
so anything from that kind of slapstick, same slapstick when John Candy accidentally is the guy on the ski thing on the boat, and the first thing out of his mouth when he's out of control is like, "You bastard!" And that was a total hairy moment. And then after that, he's like, "You bastard!" again. He's like, "What did he say?" He said, "Go faster." It's like, see that? See, we're laughing, and I'm telling this secondhand. But that's that. It was a total throwback to Resident Alien. Like,
John
okay, I
Candy
forgot
had
about
some.
that.
He had some
Oh,
three of the funniest. He had that movie Summer Rental, which was
even
where he bought his
even
wife's boobs.
even in our world, sci-fi Splash. He was great. Like the brother, the pervy penthouse.
Or
He was awesome.
I was thinking one of my favorite
Uncle
movies
Buck.
ever is Uncle Buck. Oh my God. Like, I remember when
Trains,
my niece
Planes,
and nephew were like
Automobiles. Oh, Trains,
7 years
Planes is a favorite.
old.
I have to say that hit me at the
Yeah.
right time in
When
my
my
life.
niece
That was
and
good.
nephew were like 7 years old, I like played that for them and I was like, that's me. Car, stop blowing out the back. Don't make me come to your school.
I mean, just, I mean, you're making me think of the one. There's like Fletch or something. There's like a bunch of one-liners, classic that you didn't know were all wrapped into one. It's like he got fell asleep and he's on the wrong side of the road, and like, there's people like, "You're on the, it's like you're going the wrong way." He's like, "How does he know where we're going?" That's just great writing. So, I'm wondering, maybe we appreciate Resident Alien more just because they're like 2 decades gap of not that kind of well scripted humor. I mean, were there any, those 80s and early mid 90s, have there been any good 2000 movies that are like just well written,
A
hard
couple. Well,
comedy? Hard pressed.
I'll be honest with
Yeah,
you.
difficult.
From like the time of John Candy, I think the next one that did it, and it was only one, was Old School.
Yeah, maybe Old School and maybe Wedding Crashers, or but even Wedding
Not,
Crashers are on
not
the
Wedding
yeah.
Crash is not as much. Old School. Some of the fraternity things were like when they made the guys hold the cement block and throw it off, and it was tied to their weenie. And they're all doing it, and it's in the ground, and then the guy hits the sewer drain, and it goes
I forgot about
out.
that.
Really brief.
We're all streaking.
But
that's
that
hard
had
humor. That's
moments like that,
yeah.
right? Like I
And even
just
that's
don't.
not the same vein, but yeah, it's like still
No.
hardcore humor
Yeah, but
shtick. I can't think
we've
now
also
it's
just come
more
out of like 8 years of nothing being really funny.
yeah,
Like
along the lines
political
of,
correctness killed comedy. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
along the lines again of the go-to, the easiest go-to in the world, Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles 2, all the John Candy movies we mentioned. What happened to that humor where you just let it fly and you know
Yeah.
it's a joke? You know it's a
Yeah.
joke. Come on.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for, I don't know.
I don't know, Warren says political correctness, and I kind of agree with that, but I also think at a certain time, the comedians of like a 20-year stretch felt you had to have like abstract humor, right? It was very like, oh, chuckle, not like
Dandy,
just.
little dandy.
Yeah, like, and it was just like, oh, that was funny. Like, I mean, I think of some of the comedy. Now, there are a couple movies that had good scenes. Trainwreck with, I can't think of her name, the fat blonde chick, or chick
Oh,
anyway.
yeah, Schumer.
Yeah, Amy Schumer. That
Amy,
had
yeah.
some moments in it. It
I
had
didn't
some,
watch it.
but they had a lot of moments where it could have been funny, and they kind of overthought it. They were trying so
I
hard to
maybe
make it
this is
funny.
that you maybe this is you're a little too highbrow. You didn't you
Yeah,
can bring it
there
back
you go,
home. Put
right?
both
Bring it
feet on the
back home.
ground.
Like, okay, the only other movies I can think of that are recent and they're a little bit old, The Rock has been involved.
Yeah,
Natural
yeah.
Intelligence was
Or
hysterical.
even Deadpool. Just like
Yeah,
straight up,
yeah,
let it
yeah.
fly. Let it fly. I
But
mean, there's room for the
those are
highbrow
exceptions.
stuff.
Those are exceptions, though.
Again.
The Rock in Central
Central
Intelligence with
Intelligence.
Kevin Hart, and then what
Even
was
with
that
like Ryan
movie?
Reynolds or with Gal Gadot or that something like that movie. There's
No,
like
that movie
spies
was terrible. The spot,
or
the
spy one,
thief
okay.
one. Yeah, that was terrible. The other one I was thinking of was the Will Ferrell movie where they were cops. What was that?
Oh, the other
Training
guys,
the other guys.
the other guys.
That
That
was
was
pretty
good.
good.
So I'm just glad this brought up this spurred conversation that
Yeah.
the great outdoors and
And then
throwback.
here was a TV show that was on that was a bit of a sleeper. Whoa, that went up too fast. There was a show called The Good Guys with Colin Hanks in it. And it was like slapstick comedy show, cop comedy, and it was pretty good.
You're making me think of the other guys, though. That was straight up
Yeah.
good. The dialogue was
Yeah.
even.
And The Good Guys, that show was pretty much kind of the same. If you haven't
Where are you
watched
now,
it,
Hollywood? Come
yeah.
on, bring it. Bring it back.
All right, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Wednesday.